This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good morning. It is 8:31 KQEN news time, and we're here in the studio, which is so nice to be having these in studio again from the times where we couldn't be together. And today we brought in Sarah Holborough from the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? And who is this wonderful assistant you brought with you?
Well, this morning I have my lovely assistant, Miss Avery Quinn, my 3-year-old, and we're here to talk about the Summer Arts Festival.
Which is a family-friendly event, so this feels very appropriate.
It is extremely family-friendly. We're so excited. We're just over 1 week away from opening our gates on Friday, June 24th at noon. We're so excited to see everyone. This is a favorite community event, and we're in our 53rd annual event. It's hard to believe.
It's really exciting that it's kind of back in full force, but let's hit the rewind button really quick and just talk about how you got yourself connected with Umpqua Valley Arts and how long you've been there.
So I've been with the association for just over 3 years now. It's hard to believe. I'm the community outreach and development director there. We're constantly trying to find new ways to connect with our incredible community and make sure that we're serving arts and culture to Douglas County in the best way possible, reaching as many people as possible. And it's been an interesting couple of years, but we've pivoted and transformed, and I really believe that we're entering our 51st as an organization, 53 for the festival, 51 as an organization, in our best position ever. So we're really excited.
And so coming on kind of right in the midst of COVID hitting and everything having to shift, what's that journey been like for you at the Umpqua Valley Arts Center from then to now?
Sure. So it kind of seems like a blur the past couple of years, honestly, as I'm sure you completely understand. We went from having our building packed with over 300 people to having to shut our doors completely, transform operations, and try to find a way to serve the community with our programming with our doors shut. So we pivoted and we started doing digital programming. We started Zooming just like the rest of the world. We were sending art kits to youth to enjoy at home. And we started looking at our building thinking, what can we do to improve our space with our doors closed? So when we do reopen, this space is as perfect for the community to enjoy as possible. So we were able to renovate our Imagination Station, which we use for our summer kids camp programming, our clay place, our community studio, our Gallery 2 event space. We were able to do some really cool projects.
Well, and now, like you said, preparing for that time is here. We're back with the big summer events, with all this stuff going on for kids during the summer, the new galleries opening on Friday. So, I mean, there is a lot going on. Now, we'll re-fast forward. Is that a word? We'll call it a word. We're going to re-fast forward back to talking about the Summer Arts Festival. So this year, it's back. It's starting a week from this Friday.
Yes.
And what are we expecting?
June 24th, 25th, and 26th. Fir Grove Park is going to be the place to be for fun for all ages. We will have artist vendors, a jam-packed food court, entertainment, nonstop entertainment on two stages, bands, community groups. We'll have live demonstrations from artists and makers, free art experiences for kiddos. It's going to be a really, really fun weekend. The hours are noon to 9 on Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday.
And are you still looking for volunteers to help with that event?
Oh, Ashley, we need all the volunteers. If you're interested in volunteering for this event, it is so much fun. There's a position for absolutely everyone. We have positions taking place before the event, during the event, and helping us after the event. They're really short 2-hour shifts at the minimum. You can help greet guests at the gate. We have over 10,000 people come to this event. We rely heavily on our volunteers. You can give an artist a break by sitting in their booth, booth. You can help us monitor our food court, which is a really fun position because then you also get to see the live entertainment on the main stage. You can help us monitor our building. If you are interested in volunteering, if you're a high school student, if you're a senior, if you're any age in between, go to our website, fill out the volunteer application, and pick a job and a shift that works best with your schedule. We have a volunteer coordinator that will contact you and get you all plugged in.
And uvarts.com, right? That's the website?
uvarts.com. You can find the information on our Summer Arts Festival page or our volunteers section.
And the cool stuff happening with classes this summer, because, I mean, kids are out of school now. I'm still trying to adjust. I'm still kind of reeling from that, that the kids are out of school. Now what do I do? Summer Arts Festival. Summer Arts Festival is a great place to take them, but the Umpqua Valley Arts Association, also a great continuing education through the summer.
I think all parents are feeling that way, Ashley. I know I am. It kind of snuck up on me this year. And one of the things we realized at UVA is that the community is really looking for fun, educational, creative outlets for our youth. We launched our first ever spring break camps back in the spring. And after that point, we realized, let's make this summer our best summer ever. So our summer camp programming is robust, to put it mildly. We kicked off yesterday, and we are offering over 40 fun, creative camps between now and August 26th. Our summer camp programming runs every week, Tuesday through Friday. We have morning camps, afternoon camps, all-day camps for young artists ages 3 and up.
And if you want more information, that website again?
uvarts.com, our youth education tab. We have a summer camp catalog that gives descriptions of all of the camps and the age ranges. There's a place to sign up, and I would sign up soon. A lot of these camps are selling out, and you don't want to miss out on having a fun place for your kid to hang out for the summer.
And there's also fun things happening for adults and art lovers of every age starting this Friday with new exhibits. Can you explain a little more about Rural and Freedom?
We are thrilled to unveil our new exhibit at our opening reception on Friday, June 17th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are unveiling a much-anticipated exhibit, Rural, which has been 2 years in the making. This exhibit will feature rural Oregon artists from communities of 35,000 people or less. It's an absolutely incredible show put together by two curators, Tiffany Hokanson and Bob Kiefer. We are unveiling it Friday. There will be small bites and sips, live music, and we'll have an absolutely adorable exhibit in our student gallery. Freedom was a call to local youth to create art based on how they feel about being free for the summer. So pretty timely with school just getting out.
And that, the Freedom exhibit, is that something where we're going to see a lot of different mediums of art?
Most of the Freedom exhibit is 2D works, but the Rural exhibit is all different media. You will see handcrafted furniture and musical instruments, to ceramics, to watercolor and acrylics. It's going to be an incredible show. This opening reception is free to the public, much like our everyday operating hours. You can come in and experience the exhibits free of charge Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're just so excited to have our doors open again, and I think our programming reflects that. We want to make sure that people of all ages in Douglas County can experience a moment in the arts.
So for anybody who wants either more information about summer camps or the new exhibits, or even how to become a member and what that means for them, and including discounts on those summer camps, how do they get a hold of either you or somebody to learn more about those parts of the Umpqua Valley Arts Association?
the best way to learn anything about what's going on at Umpqua Valley Arts is to check out our website. Everything from our current exhibits, upcoming exhibits, member benefits, what's going on in our youth education programming, our community ceramic studio, the Clay Place, which is always a favorite, our upcoming events, Summer Arts Festival, Umpqua Plein Air is just around the corner in August. We have Art in the Park coming back at the end of July. Check out our website, but also follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and that's the best way to make sure you're up to date on everything that's going on this week at Umpqua Valley Arts.
Well, stay plugged in at Umpqua Valley Arts, and one more time, the Arts Festival days and times.
June 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., or Friday, I apologize, noon to 9 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Everything's on our website, uvarts.com, Facebook, Instagram. We can't wait to see you for an incredible summer arts festival. We still need volunteers. We hope to see you sometime soon at Umpqua Valley Arts this summer.
All right, Sarah Hallborough from Umpqua Valley Arts in with us this morning for the Morning Conversation. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Ashley, thank you.
That's your Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.